So?
There are many people interested in doing books.
In our society? Yeah. Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of devotees all over the world that are distributing books. It's something called Gostiyanandi, which means having compassion for others and going out to try to help them. There's Bhajanandi. You've heard this before. Bhajanandi means someone who's interested in their own spiritual advancement, and they chant for them, for their spiritual advancement. They read and do many spiritual activities, but for themselves to advance, which is good. Because most people aren't even doing that. Most people. But then if you go a step higher, that's called the Gostiyanandi, or someone who is not only interested in their own spiritual event, but they want to go out and help others. As you continue on in Krishna consciousness, you'll find that you'll be satisfied in your life, engaging in devotional service. So a devotee, upon feeling this satisfaction, wants to also help others experience this satisfaction. And Prabhupada says in one purport that this is the basic principle of missionary activities. Ourselves finding satisfaction and then thinking, well, why not everybody be satisfied? So I try to help. Of course, not everybody listens, not everybody takes books. Because people have come here, this word, people come to forget God. To try to remind them of God, it's not easy. Just like in the prison, people aren't very much respectful of the government because the government put them in jail. You know? So they don't want to hear the glories of the government in the prison, right? So this is like a prison, this material world. So we're trying to spread the glories of God in the prison where people are criminals. But even criminals sometimes become good in prison. Actually, there's so many examples of prisoners getting books because we're a big outreach, so we also put books in prisons. And many times people become devotees in prison. So this is also a prison. So people, although we're in the prison of material life, people can become devotees. And just like in a prison, people have a certain amount of time that they have to go through for their criminal activities. But if someone is in prison and they become kind of like civil within the prison, become good prisoners, and I don't know about here, but in America there's a saying that you get out on good time. You have that here too? Yeah. I guess, yeah. You get out early because you've been a good prisoner. Whereas other prisoners, they engage in more sinful activities in prison. That's a big problem too. There's all kinds of drug abuse and all, violence. And then that increases their time in prison. So right now, what most people are doing is they're increasing their time in prison because of their continuing on in their sinful activities. So we're trying to change their destiny, their karma. And actually the only way that their destiny or their karma can be changed is if they come in contact with Krishna. Holy name, book, prasadam, devotees preaching to them. Many different ways. So in order for us to be inspired to help others get this satisfaction, we have to be getting it ourselves, otherwise we won't be inspired to give it out to others. So therefore it's very important that we take seriously Krishna consciousness. Then we'll take it seriously to help others. So many movements have these, compassion, trying to help others. But people don't know how to really help someone. Just like previously, you know, a couple hundred years ago, here in America and Australia, there was doctors that didn't know anything about the medical field. There was no even medical school to go to. They were just, a little bit, they just put their name up there, doctor, so-and-so. They were known as quacks. Probably just say quacks. So then eventually it became so ridiculous, all these quacks, giving people direction on how to help their health, that they, the medical school, and it's like to get into medical school, just to get into medical school now, it's not easy. At least in America, half the students can't get in because you have to have really top grades. Is it like this here too?
Yeah.
Just to get into medical school, you got to be like a sharp student. So they understood how qualified a person has to be in order to help someone. So one has to also be very qualified in order to help someone spiritually. And this is the actual way to help someone. You may be able to help someone's physical body. Say someone's got cancer. So he gets freed of the cancer, and then what does he do? More sinful activity. Goes out partying and illicit activities, and so much crime. So how does the person actually help? So we go to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is forgetfulness of Krishna. Forgetfulness of our spiritual nature. So this is the main problem. It's like if you buy a plant and you just water the leaves, it's not going to do anything. So that's what they're doing, all these different movements, philanthropic movements. They're just watering the leaves. They're not doing any real help. We're going to the root. The root of the problem is that people have forgotten who they are, who God is, and how to engage in devotional service. So it's a very sublime movement for reawakening people's dormant Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, he therefore emphasized so much this book distribution because he was receiving that satisfaction. He was very satisfied in Krishna consciousness, pure devotee, very humble. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, that when will I with a humble heart go out to spread the holy name of Krishna? So humility is very important also. There was one instance, amazing pastime of Prabhupada. This time he was working in Allahabad, in his pharmacy. And there was one friend of his. And this friend of his had a lot of respect for Prabhupada because he could see that Prabhupada was very God conscious. So one day he went to Prabhupada's pharmacy and he said, "Do you have the tonic that will give me the love of God that you have?" And Prabhupada said, "No, I don't have that. But I do have the formula." The formula is, "Tunadapi sunichena, tarorapi sihisana, amanina manidena, kirtaniya sadhara." That once you think oneself lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to us without desiring respect for oneself. In this way, we can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So this humility is very much essential in order to go out and spread this message. Because if we're proud, and if someone says no, then it aggregates the false ego. But if you're humble, then okay, no problem. So this humility, actually it's most important in all of our services. Humility is actually the crown jewel of devotional service. Very, very important. So we have to be very, very humble, very tolerant, because it's not an easy service. It can be easy. The more we absorb our mind, the more we absorb our consciousness in this very important service, then it becomes easier and easier. But in order for us to understand how important it is, we have to to read regularly. Then we understand. Otherwise, we forget. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's an example given of how there's two villages, and there was a lot of going back and forth between the villages, and therefore there was a path from village to village. But at one point, something happened, and there was some friction. They weren't going back and forth. So what happens? Then the path gets covered by weeds. So if we're hearing and chanting about Krishna regularly, then there's this path called the beaten path. So it's there. It's very, very much there. But if we don't regularly hear and chant about Krishna, then this path between us and Krishna, it gets covered by weeds. So therefore this hearing and chanting is very important, because this keeps the weeds off the path. And we get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then we're able to give. That's why we're able to have the strength to convince others to take books. Because it's not an easy thing. Think about it. You're out going door to door, or going in the shopping mall or shopping street, and you're approaching someone and trying to sell them a book that they're not looking for. Most people are. Sometimes people are. And you're trying to convince them not only to take a book, but to give money for the book. It's not a pretty far out thing. So in order to do that, there's got to be a lot of Shakti. Anybody know what Shakti means? You know what Shakti? Shakti means, you know? Power. Yeah. You have to have spiritual strength, Shakti, in order to do that. So that comes from Krishna. Krishna has the most strength, spiritual strength. And if we could connect to Krishna, then we also become spiritually strong. And we can convince people to take books. I mean, it's amazing how many people can take books just by the sincerity of the devotee. There was one devotee. He was selling books person to person. One day distributed 900 books. 900. Let me think about that. 900. No, this is in Switzerland or Germany or something. They would go out with stacks. There you go, sir. No, they would start out with like two or three. And then if they were like into it, all right, well, here, check out these two and give more and more. And end up taking sometimes 9, 10, 11 books in one person. So this is Shakti. So it's there, this spiritual power. It's there in everyone. We just have to arouse it, you know, get it going. And it's not easy, like I said, but practice makes perfect. Right? If you want to be expert at anything, then you have to practice. You have to learn from those who already know how to do it. These are the two main points. And also, but if you just have that sincere desire to give Krishna to others, then Krishna sends people. In one purport, Prabhupada says that Krishna, upon seeing the sincere desire of the devotee to spread Krishna consciousness, inspires the non-devotees from within to take. In other words, the person may not even be interested, but Krishna in the heart, seeing the sincere efforts of the devotees, he sends people to that devotee, sincere people, and they take books. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Krishna is the supreme controller, and he's guiding people as though like on a machine, right? So everybody is being guided by Krishna through the internal energy or the external energy. Here mostly it's the external energy, but the devotee, the Sankirtan devotee, they're trying to get that internal energy. So then Krishna, he arranges for people to come, to reciprocate with that devotee, to get people to take books from him. So this is this is what happens on Sankirtan. So you just have to be sincere. Pray for that sincerity. You've gone on book distribution before?
Yeah.
You haven't yet. Oh, you have?
We have done, but not on an extensive scale. Like me and Kushal just read some three signs.
Just a small one.
Yeah, on a small scale, very small. Small.
Anybody with you or just the two of you?
Two friends.
Anybody that was experienced?
No, not one is experienced.
Okay.
We just spent a certain time.
All right, we did decide. All right, let's go to distribute
the
book.
Yeah.
So any success?
Doors and tried to give that, but we didn't have much success with that. Then we went
door to door.
Then we went to the marketplace and shopping malls. Kushal is very good.
Oh yeah.
He's very persistent.
He does nothing very small.
He's really
because it was December, you know, marathon. So we talked like.
Oh, you did some marathon book distribution.
Yeah, we talked about
so it was okay, something?
I used to get tired, but then I used to look at him, he's always running, so I would run too.
So you have some experience, and you haven't gone out yet, right? Okay. So maybe we can go out a little bit before I go. So today's Sunday, and then maybe tomorrow we can have some more, and then maybe Tuesday we can go out and do some distribution. That sound good? Huh?
Tuesday's good.
Tuesday's good for you. Good. See, Krishna arranged that.
Tomorrow's not good, but Tuesday's good.
Also planning to my good friend.
Yeah.
So she asked me to go there.
When's he coming?
Maybe in the next.
Oh, whoa, very good. He's very expert.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Very expert. He wants to come and distribute books here?
I told him to come down.
Good. Oh, yeah, he's very expert. Book distributor,
yeah.
A long time. At least a decade.
I think 28 years.
28 years distributing books. Okay. Well, almost three decades.
Yeah.
That's a
without stopping.
Yeah. He's a very great soul. Yeah. That'll be a big addition here. Something's happening in Brisbane, yeah. The spiritual energy is rising in Brisbane. Yeah. So do any of you have any questions about things I've discussed? Yeah.
Just door-to-door distribution, because I was just wondering how you approach, you know, say you approach a door and knock on the door, like do you go on dhoti or just normal dress?
Some go on dhoti, some don't. I usually don't. But now I'm getting into the habit of wearing tilak at least. Prabhupada said we should always have tilak and sikha. He didn't mind that we wore a Western dress.
Why?
Because sometimes people
you
feel...
get alarmed seeing our dhotis.
Huh?
People get alarmed seeing our
sometimes
dhotis.
People, it's a little shocking sometimes
for
people. But some devotees do fine. It depends on how you feel. If you feel comfortable with the devotee, then people, with devotee clothes, then people also feel comfortable with you.
What do you say normally when you, like, after you knock on the door?
Actually, how you doing? I'm your local monk here in the neighborhood. And we're showing these books to people today. And, yeah, people like to hear, you know, from, you don't see monks, you know.
Right.
I've met a lot of people, you're a monk? You're the first monk I ever met in my life. So it's makes it a little interesting for them. So I just say, oh, we're showing these to people, and then I hand it to them, and then I take it back and show it to them.
Mm.
Ask for them. Door-to-door is very good.
Mm.
Door-to-door is very good, because, see, when you go out to the shopping area, you have to stop people. Just to stop people is not easy. Because they're moving, you know. Stop me. Excuse me. It's hard to stop. So, but at the door-to-door, then they're coming to you, right? And they feel a little comfortable. They're in their own turf, right? And they you know, a lot of times on Sankirtan, I don't have any cash here. I don't have any money. But at home, everybody has money at their home. So you don't approach as many people because you're going, you know, door-to-door. But it's also advantageous that you're right there. You know, sometimes they invite you in, you can talk to them, explain a little bit. Their address is right there, you can go back and visit. So it's much more personal. I was distributing books right here in Brisbane, door to door. I went to the house right behind here. The lady was so enthusiastic, she gave $20 for Bhagavad Gita and said, can I give you some more? You want more? I said, well, it's up to you. So, yeah, less than 20. And then four houses down here, lady, a professor at a university. Oh, yeah, Bhagavad Gita, you know, I teach at the university, and many Indian students have told me I should read Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, I'll take one. You know, just right, you could throw a rock and hit the plant houses that I've already distributed books around here. You know, and we've been here for, you know, 20 years. I mean, these people may have been here for 20 years and no one went and you know, to their door. Yeah.
I went around the corner a few years ago. He said, I collect biographies. I've got about 150 of them upstairs. And so then he ran in his house, tried to find the money, and he couldn't find any money. And he came back and he said, I haven't got any money. He was thinking, what to do? And he said, the kids. So he ran upstairs, and I could hear him shaking the little
piggy banks.
Piggy banks. Exactly.
Shaking the piggy banks upside down.
Shaking the piggy banks. And he came down and gave me $7.
Getting the money from the kids. To get a book from about Rama.
And then he came down with about $7.80 and gave it to me and took the book. And this is just joking.
Jai. Piggy bank, ki jai. Came in use. That's good. Yeah, book distribution door to door is very good.
They do talk actually, they do engage in a conversation and you go to their homes. But then when you ask about the money, it's like, I don't want it. So yeah. How do you handle the objection for the money objections?
Yeah, there's, you know.
Everybody loves free stuff, but when they have to pay for it, they don't want it.
That's where you really gotta be sincere. Because they don't want to separate from their hard-earned money. You know?
Yes.
So you have to just be really sincere, and then they want to reciprocate with you. And you have to get them attached to the book. You see, this is why Prabhupada, he wanted pictures. And he said, if you have nice pictures, they'll become attached to the pictures. And that happens so many times. I always show the pictures. And they want the book. You have to get it so that they want the book. They're willing to pay money for the book.
And you know, so what we found was that people, they love wisdom, you know, cooking books more.
Yeah. They wouldn't take a Bhagavad Gita, but they're happy to take a cookbook. They say that when they hear about Bhagavad Gita, they get some kind of defense mechanism, no. And when you give them a cookbook, they're happy to take it.
Yeah, I'm arguing this one.
Something. Something. Okay, so one thing is when you're really trying to give the mercy out and trying to please Krishna, then you'll be amazed how many people take a book and have money. But if we're a little bit on the mental platform and, you know, we're not real confident about what we're doing, then it's amazing how many people you'll see that don't have money, you see. Now, a lot of times they have money, but because the exchange wasn't quite right, I don't have any money. If they do.
And there's another funny kind of devotees, the third kind. You are in the city, you're trying to distribute the books, and they see you, this guy has been standing there working so hard, like with Kushal and me, and it's raining, so we are trying to do it. And they come to us and they say, look, we don't want the book, but you can have these $5 information. And they, what do you say to them?
So, at least they gave some, they did some service.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants the book, you know, but some people are so pious that they, you know, they don't want the book, but at least they give a donation. Yeah. Of course, more pious, they want the book and they give a donation. That's nice. Still, it's something. I mean, most people don't want to give a donation and don't want to take a book.
Yeah.
At least someone wants to give donation. So that's the best thing that they've ever did. And they probably touched the book also, right? So some benefit. And maybe they'll get the book eventually in the future. But one thing is that very important is that whether they take a book or they don't take a book, you have to try to make them feel like they've had a comfortable exchange. They walk away happy. Sometimes we get too enthusiastic and too feverish and are frenzies. So we have to not get too passionate. Yeah. Passionate. Yeah, we have to always go out and present the books in a very nice, friendly way. And whether they take a book or they don't, they walk away like they've had a nice exchange. And then in the future, maybe they'll take it. And you feel better in consciousness also, because you're detached. We want to, we're attached, we want people to take books. But at the same time, we're detached because we can't force anybody. Yeah. Just like we're all volunteers in this society. So people that take a book, they're volunteers. It's all volunteers. So we can't force. We can try our best, but in a detached way. It's rare to see the two together. You know, to be enthusiastic and attached, and at the same time detached. Right? Now, the way you have that is because you know Krishna's in control. You're trying your very best, but at the same time you know they're not going to take a book without Krishna allowing them to. Because as you know, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna. So you could try your best, but if it's not sanctioned, it's not going to happen. So, yes?
Can you speak a little bit about sannyas? I mean, I wouldn't ask for you, but maybe it's about saving your soul in that previous platform. And one thing I noticed is sometimes you're on the streets and you're weaving between people, or people are weaving between you, so to speak. And sometimes if you start chanting, if you're a little bit on the mental platform, people look at you as if, like, what are you doing? And going on, and, you know, people sort of think you're a bit crazy. But then other times, if you're not on the mental platform, you can literally have a whole kirtan on the street, and people just walk past, and they think it's all natural, and it's... Is that just...
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Is that just Krishna's yogic?
That's the internal energy. And that's actually one nice thing about book distribution, is you could really connect with that internal energy and really strongly feel the reciprocation of Krishna.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, this is what one of the most attractive things about book distribution is that you feel the reciprocation. Either it may be positive or it may even be negative. Positive in the sense that, yeah, you're going out and people are so nice and they're taking books and giving donations, and you really feel like, yoga, you know, bhakti yoga, you feel connected, you know. But then other times you might go out and, like you said, a little mental platform, and, you know, not really convinced and not really trying to please Guru and Krishna or helping the people, and people are just so rude and, you know, no reciprocation. So that's the negative side because of your lack of surrender. So this is also nice because that helps us wake up, get out of this negative energy and go into this, you know, the internal energy, connecting with Krishna. So you had to pray, Krishna, please help me to be an instrument. Help me endeavor to spread your message, because this is actually, it's so important. This activity of book distribution is the most important activity going on the planet. That's how important it is. Very important. And even the gopis in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they say, Tavakatamrtam tapta jivanam, kavibri editam kamasapam, shravanam mangalam srimadatam bhuvigurantani bhuridajana. The gopi has said that, Tavakatamrtam, your words, your nectarian words, are like nectar for those who have suffered the pangs of material existence. Actually, everybody has suffered to some degree or another. But people that actually realize this material world, it's dukkhaliyam asasvatam, and they don't want to waste any more time here. They experience the words of Krishna as being just like nectar. Tavakatamrtam tapta jivanam kavibri editam kamasapam. And great poets and learned scholars, they say that simply by hearing the message of Krishna, one becomes free of sinful reaction. Simply by hearing about Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravana Mangalam, that to hear the words of Krishna is the most auspicious thing that we can do. Shravana Mangalam, Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's very powerful. Hearing about Krishna is very, very powerful. Bhuvi Gunantane Bhuri Dhajana. And those persons who are distributing this knowledge, this wisdom, throughout society, they are the most munificent. So these are the words of the gopis. See, they're praising the Sankirtan movement in these words. They are the most munificent, those persons who are spreading this, you know, either through Harinam, the holy name of Krishna, or through book distribution. which is, this is the Brihat Mridanga. You know, we could chant out here, and you could, they could hear it maybe a block or two away, but book distribution, they get the book here in Brisbane, and then they go back to their home in Switzerland or whatever, and they become a devotee there. So many examples of that. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's called the Brihat Mridanga, the Great Mridanga, Big Mridanga, covers the whole planet. Right. So, we want to increase book distribution in Brisbane. It's a very good place for book distribution. One of my favorites, actually. And you got nice people here. You have books. You have devotees. That's all you need. You had a question? No. Okay. Any other question? I'd like to speak longer. Yeah, go ahead.
So you're saying you're here for a few days, is that? Would you be doing some door-to-door as well?
Yeah, we could probably do some door-to-door. Throat willing. I have a little throat problem, but hopefully we'll be able to. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So today's Sunday, so we'll have another one tomorrow, same time, same place, same channel. And then Tuesday we can go out, maybe a few hours. Don't want to be too much shocking, too shocking for you. Maybe 3 hours we can go out. Maybe we can go to the, yeah, we'll figure it out where to go. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Are you working? Or you're in school?
Yes.
You're in school. What time do you get out?